All right, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1936, OA-BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community to amend the conditions of approval of change of zone number 1883, which is ordinance number 2690, and to change of zone number 1475, which is ordinance number 1573, relating to the maximum number and types of housing permitted for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 778.39 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south end of Bay Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 299, and the south side of Trinity Road, which is Sussex County Route 299A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 1 through Parcel 430.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's revised master plan showing the breakdown in units. We have a copy of the minutes of the June 27th, 2019 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. We have a copy of Ordinance number 2690, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicant. I would note, Mr. Chairman, that we have received two letters in opposition, and those not included in the paperless packet have been circulated to the Commission. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. All right, who's up? Okay.
I guess it's good evening or good late afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. For the record, I am Zach Crouch with Davis Bond and Friedel, and I'm here to represent the application that's before you. Just to give you a little bit of history on this, back in 2019,
I'm going to lift that mic up a little bit. They're having a little trouble hearing you.
They're asking us to lean into our mics a little. Pick one and lean into it.
Yeah, please speak into the mic. Also, if you're sitting 4, 5, 6 rows back and you can't hear, get up and come forward. Go ahead.
We are on. Okay. Just a little bit of history on this. Back in 2019, we were actually in front of this body and went to council to actually reduced the total number of units for Peninsula and also to switch up the multifamily and townhouses, but still keep them within that 1394, and which was recommended by this board and also approved by council. Today we're here to basically reduce the total number of multifamily units from 378 to 295, and to increase the single family detached condominiums from 388 to 471. Still keeping this total amount the same as of 1394 based on the previous condition that was approved, but just switching the two, reducing the multifamilies and increasing the single families.
Okay.
So that's why we're here tonight.
All right, thank you.
Any questions?
We're going to find out. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No, I don't have any. It's just simply switching townhouses to condos, right?
Yeah.
Or condos to townhouses.
Right. So it's actually not condos. It's not like
multifamilies.
Single family
condos.
Yeah. Multi. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
How big are these single family condos?
6 feet wide.
Yeah,
Greg Tobias, live in Lewis, 1634 Snook Court. They're 36 foot wide, single family homes, very similar to what we had done the last time with in Sailside, which is the neighborhood inside of the peninsula.
Square footage
minimums are, let's say 1,400 or 1,450 and range to 3,500 square feet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
No comment. No questions.
How can I ask the parking question? I count on you for the parking question.
All right. how many parking spaces do you plan to have?
Per?
Well, this... what we're here today is just for the reduction. Yeah, change of the numbers. Now, whatever happens to this, then we will come back in front of this body for preliminary site plan.
Sounds good. No problem. No more questions.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Staff? Down here?
Okay. None, thank you.
Okay. Councilor?
None for me, thank you.
All right, sir. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1936, OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1936? Yes, sir, come on up.
Thank the commission for this time and their time. My name is Stephen Doolin. I've been a resident of the Windswept community in the peninsula for 12 plus years. The Windswept is one of the multi-unit condominium sections in Windswept. And the peninsula itself is actually, it's two books. There's a happy side of the peninsula and there's a sad side. Sort of broken promises, broken dreams, and broken lives. I know that in looking at the bios, some of you have followed the peninsula to a degree. You probably know some of the problems. And I'll get into that more in detail if asked. But the 2019 meeting to change the ordinance, I was at that meeting for the county council. It was deferred but later passed. I couldn't make the planning and zoning because I was having some medical issues, but I did make that and made my point. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're just asking to change the multi-family units in Windswept. And if I can go on this thing, if I can maneuver this, this is not the map I brought, but I'm sure.
I can load the colored map. That's a.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Here are the original Windswept units. There are 11 units in there. When you, this commission approved the build out of the peninsula, it was for 1,404 homeowners. That was one of the inducements to buy. In fact, I'll start with that. Inducements to buy. When you bought, you put 0.5% of your home, if you had $1 million home, $5,000, into an escrow fund. The escrow fund guaranteed that other build-outs were going to take place at the peninsula. Inducements that got you to buy there. A clubhouse. I would feel almost certain that you've heard of that clubhouse because it's probably been before this commission 3 or 4 times. Well, that $1.5 million was plundered. It evaporated. So we had no money. Number two, we were assured a grand nature center that would not only have an educational facility, it would have an environmental facility, it would teach children. That was another inducement to buy that went by the wayside. The fact that I believe this ordinance is in place here. We have two more units here. The two blue units, as you see here, there's supposed to be 13 more to go in there. And the ordinance is asking that you reduce the 378 multifamily units, excuse me, and reduce that by 83 down to 295. Well, I'm in Windswept, and there are 177 units in Windswept. If I take the 32 units in here, that makes 207. I don't know how the architect came up with 285 multifamily units. You only have 207 there. those 177, and there's 15 in each of these. I know that because I just checked them the other day. So that's a total of 207 units. Whereas the architect is asking for to reduce it to 295. So you're 83 units off. Not only that, there's discrepancies in 18th on the bay where you have lots 3, 7, 21, 22, and 23. They aren't even there. They're missing. Plus one or two others that I didn't make note of it. So you're actually looking at close to 100 lots that they aren't accounting for with the in the reduction. Also, what this does from a practical standpoint, you take 11 high-rise buildings, four stories high, up to four stories high, with a parking lot pad underneath where everybody parks in the pad underneath, and you're building 100 extra homes. Somebody asked about parking. You're also building 100 extra houses right on the estuary of the Indian River Bay, right here. And we were just talking about water purification in the Indian River Bay. But that's not why I'm here. It just struck me after the fact that it doesn't make sense to throw another 100 houses right on this thing, right across from Potnets, right where the water's edge is to the Indian River Bay. But I'm opposing it because on the basis that that's incorrect. That's 83. Not 295, but 177 units. So they're off by 80 some units on that. And I would just like to note at the 2019 meeting, which I did appear before County Council with Mr. Critch and Mr. Tobias representing the applicant, which would be Ocean Atlantic, they simply wanted to increase by 35 to the 388 single family detached condominiums, 270 townhomes, reduce that by 55, and 378 multifamily units. So there would be no change in multifamily units. That's their quote. That's right, that's recorded. And so the question was from the county council, so it's just a trend change. Yes, yes, sir, it's just a trend change. People don't want to buy condos, they want to buy single family homes anymore. Well, Windswept was the first community of the nine in the peninsula to sell out. It was also the first, well actually the Moorings was the first one to sell out. It was the second one to sell out because there had to be an auction to sell them out. There was bad times, as you know, the mortgage derivatives took down the, but every condominium is occupied and has been occupied since 2010 as an owner. And every condo resells when it's sold. And it has, since 2014 or 13, Windswept has had more resales than any other community in the peninsula. It leads the community in peninsula resales. So the fact that they won't sell is not true. They are full and they sell as soon as they go on the market. The reason they don't sell is because the market value of those peninsula townhouses were blown up. They were blown up in 2010. I paid, closed at $616,000 on my product. I really loved it. In fact, I love the peninsula. I called the peninsula Little Kiowa. Because it is a great community in the peninsula, but you got to be high end in there. You could go to Boca and pay less money than you pay in the peninsula to stay there, quite frankly. But months, and I mean just weeks, after I closed at $600,000 plus on a beautiful little Windsor three bedroom, and my neighbor who paid $902,000 for his four bedroom, there was an absolute auction that Ocean Atlantic put up with an announcement. The announcement stated, please don't be concerned. We're only going to test the market. We're only going to sell a few condos. Well, in two auction, absolute auction sales, which included no minimum bids, they sold every auction at 30 to 40 cents on the dollar. When those auctions closed and mine sold at auction, the identical unit, they're all identical in there, Windsor is a Windsor, a Marco's a Marco. Mind you, I was 600,000 plus. Mine went for $258,000. The one next to me, which was a Clearwater, was four bedroom, beautiful condo, 2,800 square feet, couple of balconies, 879.
Sir, can I ask you, this seems to be getting far afield from what's relevant as to this.
Well, what's relevant is the reason the declarant, and this is the first time I've been in the same room with the declarant, I've asked for that meeting since 2014 with a number of other people in Windswept. These two units over here are supposed to be 11. They don't want to build them out because they can't get their money now. The product was blown up with the absolute auction. I have letters from people that tear your heart out. And why couldn't they get out of the peninsula? Because when you joined or you signed an agreement and your property was tied to the club was owned by the declarants. You had to have a membership in the club, and if you could, the only way you could get out of the club was to sell your property to somebody else to take a membership. Well, they just devalued the properties by 60-70%. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I understand that these are your concerns. What I'm going to ask you to do, though, is for our benefit, you really need to relate that to the question that we're being asked, and the how are you going to be impacted by the change that they are requesting? How does that item impact you?
Other than the fact it changes the groundwork, the number of parking places, the number of cars from the houses, it changes the HOA fees. That was another promise, an inducement to buy. We will have, when you, can I move this over?
You're suggesting that the change in the ratio of single family homes to condominiums is going to change the amount of the HOA fees that you will have to pay?
You're close to 100 fewer homes in the peninsula. Jack Nicklaus showed up. They promoted 1,400 homes, a grand clubhouse, a grand nature center. All these inducements that got people to buy, and
isn't the total 1,394 now?
It is now. It's because
it was 1,404.
Yes, sir. And in 2019, they went before the county council and planning and zoning.
Yeah.
Got it reduced by 10. That's all they wanted to do. And this letter says all we want to do is reduce it by 10.
Okay.
Now it's Etch-a-Sketch. Every time they turn that Etch-a-Sketch up and change the dimensions and the makeup of the community, it benefits the declarant and costs homeowners money. Now, that was the other inducement. We promise you 1,404 homes to support this. So homeowners pay another $5,000-$6,000 a month for the fees. I mean, that's another issue.
Okay.
So that would be actually a basis right there. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more underlying on this, you could write a novel at what has taken place in the peninsula. And my heart, my bank account, and my life's been destroyed. And I'm not the only one. I can give you letters from people. I lost my life savings in the peninsula pit. I just, after 10 years, was able to sell for $150,000 less than I paid, and so forth. And so I could go on with this. That's my point.
I get your point.
All right?
Okay.
So we were duped by an auction, an absolute auction. And that auction stated that we would not sell anymore, we don't have to worry. And that was because there was a bank fraud case.
Okay,
and
sir,
I don't wanna, all right,
it
go
doesn't
ahead.
Have anything to do with land use at this point.
Well, it does. That's what. That's the
it
root
does,
of
not,
it.
Not with this application.
Well, then that's my point.
Okay.
You're reducing it by, you're not only adding much more traffic and cars coming in.
But the numbers aren't changing. The total number's not
being
changed.
The numbers are not there. You know, the numbers, they say, here, let me go back.
It isn't about the number of houses that are built, sir. It's about the number of houses that are approved.
Right.
And they are not asking for any additional homes to be approved. If they did, they'd have to go through the whole process again.
Well, they say they're only reducing.
They're just changing the type of units.
Changing the mix is what they're doing.
Well, the numbers aren't there. They're 80 off. They're 85 off.
Well, I'll address that with them in a minute. I'll let them respond to that, and we'll try to clear that up.
In other words, they're saying, and I'll get off, they're saying we only want to reduce the condos down to 275. Well, there aren't 275 there. There's only 207 of the multifamily.
But they have permission to build that many. Whether they're there or not is not the question. The question is, what do they have permission to do? That's what they're asking, to have that permission change.
Well,
to something
then else. They've changed the number from 1404. Which was an inducement to buy.
As long as it's a lower number, they're allowed to do that.
Well, that wasn't what we were promised.
Yeah.
We were promised the clubhouse. You couldn't even sell your property because that clubhouse wasn't built. They ran away with $1.5 million.
Okay.
Sir, wasn't that the previous?
I apologize for my passion.
No,
but my lives have been affected.
I appreciate your passion, but I think what's missing here is the timeline. Okay, you're speaking of these things as if they all happened within the last few years. What you're accounting, I believe, has happened over the last 15 years.
Well, I say I've lived here 13. I've lived 13. With it for 13.
Okay.
People have lived and died because...
The developer that you feel has defrauded you may not be the developer that we're dealing with today.
He's sitting in this room. He's sitting in this room right now.
And sir, I'm going to beg to differ because we lived through that.
Yeah.
There was a different developer. There was a receivership that Wells Fargo came in and took over the whole project. We dealt with that. We bonded the clubhouse.
You have a clubhouse because we made them bond it. That's why you got the clubhouse.
Absolutely.
You had people in the county council say before the declarants, which came up three times, said, we're not going to go for this anymore. You're costing these people a lot of money. Well, the defrauding came in. I'm going to say this because I've been trying to say it.
It has nothing to do with the land use application that's before the planning.
I understand, but he is now the declarant. He's the owner of the club, along with two other entities. He sold every unit at 30 cents on the dollar. Why? He couldn't pay his mortgage loan
with
the bank.
What does that have to do with this application?
Because it forced him to do that, which crushed the market on those people. So he's crushed the market. He won't sell those properties. That's why he wants to change it out. Now you've got, not only that, you've got all the other aspects coming in with the land use, the different, you're just talking about water purification and so forth and so on. He's going to add another, God knows how many cars in there, rather than 11 buildings go up, you're going to have 110 or 20. But the number, he says, 275 multi-unit buildings, condos, they're not there. It's 202, like 207. They're not 285.
Understood.
The number is off.
No, the number's not off. What's off is that only 207 out of 275 have been built. Yeah, that's what's off. What's off is that the difference between what was approved and what's been constructed, at least that's what I think you're saying when you say they're not there. Well, of course they're not there. They haven't been built.
The maximum number of units which shall not exceed 1394 comprised as follows: 295 multifamily units.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm sorry if I'm that dense, but there are not 295 multifamily units there.
Okay.
There's 207.
Okay.
All right.
We'll take that under advisement.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
Would it be the same number that you mentioned for change?
Who's next? Yes, ma'am. I think you've signed it. Kind of got your hand up there. Yeah, come on.
I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, you're fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Fine.
Mary Lucenti. Mm-hmm. I reside in the peninsula. Laura, okay. Thank you for speaking with me. I'm just curious, from a perspective of being a homeowner in the peninsula, wasn't here for the meeting, but I have the minutes from mm-hmm. the June 27th meeting of 19, and I understand that the commission was provided with items that were submitted for the purpose of saying that the applicant is requesting the overall number not to exceed.
Right.
Was there an impact study for the distribution of these units done, or were you even interested in the internal impact study for the peninsula for 18th on the Bay?
What would that an internal impact study be?
The assumption is going from the high-rise condominiums, and I disagree with that assessment of the need. I've done real estate and was in the short sale business in 2006 and 7. I understand what the impact was, and I know my heart goes out to people that lost their homes. But the distribution in terms of how the single family and the townhomes are going to be with the 20-foot wide existing roads that have been grandfathered to the peninsula, because nothing will be widened at this point?
Well, what's being asked is to change the ratio between the two types of homes. The total number of homes will not be changing. There's no difference in the width of a car, whether the car belongs to a condo or it belongs to a single family home. So why would there be
agreed.
An impact?
The single family home has a driveway, and the driveways will be back to back with the townhouses, and they will be configured along. I'm sure you've seen it. The egress for a condo is you go in one way, you come out another way.
Right.
Your sight and your view is quite distinctly different than coming and pulling out of a single family home. The single family homes and the townhomes will be 3 to 4 bedrooms. The single family homes maybe 4, 5, and 6 bedrooms, depending on the size. And with vacationing families coming down, we've already experienced in the existing townhomes and on Canoe and Blue Crab, the number of homes that are affected by the cars that are parked in the street, not supposed to be, but are, because they can't fit in the driveways. Children and families biking, walking dogs in the streets with no sidewalks. And this is going to continue around the 18th on the Bay. There is no overflow parking. I experienced sitting at my sister-in-law's home,
okay.
a fire truck coming in, and was not able to get through.
Let me ask you to relate that to how reducing the number of townhomes permitted and increasing the number of single-family homes, how is that going to make that situation worse?
It is not going to make it worse. My question was, were you given an impact in terms of how it would affect the rest of the 18th on the Bay community? That's all. Were you given a study as to what the high rise versus the single family townhomes spread out linearly versus?
I don't remember anything with that title
okay.
that was given.
That's all. That was all I was questioning.
I don't know what that information would look like, frankly. So,
okay.
Did you have that information? Can you share that with us?
It's right there.
What's the impact?
Mm-hmm.
That's
you've
the
got,
impact?
You've know, got impervious roofs, linear roofs, back to back. You've now got more driveways,
okay.
linear, impervious, back to back.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Okay.
Hi, my name is Mike Edison. I'm a resident at the Peninsula. We live at 24241 Canoe Drive.
Okay.
I have a feeling I'm about to get an education, but I'm going to speak anyway.
You should speak and give us an education.
Well, I wish I could.
We do too.
Well, I'm glad you're open to that. Happen to invite you to my house to view what I'm going to talk about anytime you'd like to see it.
Okay, great.
My wife and I had sent a letter to the email address, the P&Z, and I don't think it got included in the records of the meeting. So I have
you can put it in there right now.
I have a copy of that. If I don't know,
hand it up to our director there.
We had some pictures included. Now, the question I have is, I'm not sure the topic that I want to talk about is apropos for what you're working on. I do want to say that I appreciate the passion that folks have had about this community. To us, it's paradise. We worked our butts off all our lives so we could live in a place like that. So we are very passionate, and we pinch ourselves every day that we get to be there. A concern that I have, and you can stop me if I'm getting off track, is that we back up to a property. So we live right here. And the map that we saw did not contain these units here.
Okay.
And I don't know, that's the education I may get. That may have been updated. We moved in 2020. That may have been changed, and maybe we saw something old. I'm not sure. My concern isn't as much that they're building there as it is what it does to the watershed. If you, and I'm happy to have you come over on a field trip to the house and show it to you. The drainage there is, I have geese that land there when it rains, right? And the water, is, you'll see in the picture, one of the pictures that I showed you there, there is a drain back there, but the land isn't set up in a way that the water makes it to the drain. Right? So I would just ask, at a minimum, if someone could explain to us how that's going to be taken care of, and if it could be done before the building starts. It was very low when we moved in the first place, and some work was done back there to plant some grass by the owners, really, to help get the mud out of there. But that's my big concern. There's a drainage pond right down the way. The water's not making it to the pond. And in my estimates on the property that's going up, and this is a very rough estimate, there's somewhere between 13 and 20,000 square feet of area that's no longer going to be able to absorb water. And it's been elevated already. They've already started working on the property. So it's going to put a strain on that area. And I would just like to hear somebody tell me, what are you going to do about this to ensure that it's not going to be a problem going forward?
So I can help with that, Mr. Wheatley. So the whole peninsula, it's what's called an RPC, or residential plan community. Mm-hmm. That's the original approval for it. And so if this gets changed, that's going to change the preliminary site plan for the RPC for this phase or section. Mm-hmm. They are going to have to go back through conservation district and other things, you know, because it's going to have to get a final site plan review to approve the switch from multifamily to single families if it gets approved here. You know, so there's going to be an agency review that's going to take place to deal with, that should take place, or will take place, to deal with the drainage and the stormwater management design, to the extent it's been altered from the original approvals. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be another agency that's going to look at that as well.
If that still needs to be done, is it appropriate that they're already moving dirt and changing the landscape?
Well, they have.
Because what they've done is already going to affect how the water flows.
We can find out about that. I see Mr.
We'll find out
Crouch
about
with
that.
His hand up.
I mean, they have approval to be doing some work already, yeah, from their previous, okay, approval.
Yeah, so right. It's not like this is unapproved raw land. There is, yeah, approvals in place. So
that's the education part,
yeah,
of getting.
Right, yeah, right. Well, there's already been an approval, so that's, mm-hmm, why they're out there working. But if they want to change things, if we allow them to change the ratio, that's just the first thing. Then they have to come back with a full site plan again. And armed with the education that you have given us about the issue that's out there, we're going to ask them to look into that.
Okay.
In this next go round, if we approve this, we'll ask.
All
them
right, to and I'm happy to host a get together for anybody that wants to come and take a look at it.
We'll put
and
that
present.
On, we'll put that on the list. We'll put it on the list. We have a lot.
It's a great place to visit.
We have a lot of things to look at.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
We'll try to accommodate that.
And I must say, after sitting out here for 3 hours, I really appreciate what you guys do. I've never done
that.
This before. This is really
something. While you're
something.
All here, I want to apologize for the long break. We got our signals crossed. I thought it was supposed to be a 30-minute break, but which it was, unfortunately. I apologize.
You notice how I did not use the word buffer one time. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Anyone else? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by that would like to speak on, what is this? Change of zone number 1936, OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC. Boy, did you make it any longer?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who wishes to speak.
Okay, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions, comments?
Thank you.
No? Okay, all right then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.